Mexico, they're still reeling in one region from that earthquake. But today is also a day of commemoration in Mexico. We want to take a minute to tell that story. 170 years ago, the U.S. and Mexico were engaged in a bloody war. Mexico lost, along with half its territory. Lesser known fact, some European immigrants, mainly Irish, deserted the American army and joined the Mexican side in that battle. Rodrigo Cervantes of KJZZ's Fronteras Desk starts our story at a parade in August in Mexico City to remember those fighters.
I am steps away from the former convent of Churubusco, a 16th century building in Mexico City. Today the roads are closed and the crowds are waiting for a parade that will recreate the beginning of a bloody battle that was fought here 170 years ago. In August 20th, 1847, the Mexican forces marched on these streets. They would use the thick walls of a convent to protect themselves from the invading U.S. Army. And the bullet holes in the facade are still a reminder of that day. The approaching sound of bagpipes might not be surprising in military parades in the U.S., but it's quite unusual here in Mexico. That music comes from La Banda de Gaitas del Batallón de San Patricio, or the St. Patrick's Battalion Pipes and Drums. It is a Mexican band named after the more than 170 European immigrants, most of them Irish, who fought in Mexico against the Americans. Los Patricios, or St. Patrick's Battalion, were deserters of the U.S. Army. They escaped famine in Europe, but in the U.S. were discriminated for their religious beliefs and drafted to fight a war they considered unjust. They fled the American Army and joined Mexico, a nation that shared their Catholic faith and offered them land and freedom. David Costello is among the guests of honor in the parade. He is the acting head of the mission from Ireland in Mexico, and came to celebrate the long-standing bonds between Mexico and his country.
Mexico was our biggest trading partner in Latin America. I think over 60% of our exports in Latin America come directly to Mexico. So it is a very important economic partner for us. But it's also a country where we have deep historical ties.
Costello says the Irish heritage in Mexico might not be as well known as in Boston, Chicago, and New York, but it is equally relevant.
The battles that they fought 170 years ago are still issues that are relevant today. And so the cause of the San Patricio Battalion is also the cause today for the poor, for the migrants, and particularly those that fight on behalf of human rights.
As a Mexican military band approaches, the sounds of two cultures meld together. There are high school bands and police officers wearing traditional charro suits marching down the street. And behind them, three men ride horses, waving to the crowds and wearing military clothes from the mid-1800s. They are actors playing three historic characters in the Battle of Churubusco. One of them is the leader of St. Patrick's Battalion, Irish immigrant John Riley.
Mexicanos, es momento de que os portéis digno de este nombre. La patria mexicana ha sido invadida por el ejército de los Estados Unidos.
Faking accent and using old Spanish, the actor playing Riley invites citizens to join the battle against the invading U.S. troops.
Es mucho México! ¡Viva México! ¡Viva!
Mexico was just 25 years old back then, and most of those who fought were poor civilians armed with improvised weaponry. The Battle of Churubusco and the war were lost against the rising superpower, the United States.
I think that's important and it's relevant to go back to history also and reread it and to see where we failed, what we should never forget, that we should always stick together.
That's Gabriela Eugenia López, coordinator of heritage for the government of Mexico City. She's part of the organizing committee of the Battle of Churubusco parade.
Now we are not at war, but we are renegotiating a trade agreement, which it's a tense time in bilateral relations. And I think that we should look back to history and look back at what we can be if we act together, if we are strong as an area, Canada, Mexico, and the United States.
Among the parade spectators is Brian Blevings. He's from Belfast, Ireland, but is now retired and living on Mexico's Pacific coast.
We are really impressed and honored at the way the Mexican people have embraced the Irish heroes. And I think that the camaraderie and the history of Ireland and Mexico are so similar.
Nunca perdamos la memoria histórica. Muchas gracias.
The official speeches describe the epic 1847 battle. The siege lasted about 3 hours. Members of St. Patrick's Battalion were captured and tried for treason. Most of them were hung a few days later. For Blevings, events like this provide great lessons to current political turmoils.
The more you travel, the more you appreciate other people's culture. And the more you appreciate other people's culture, you appreciate how alike we are and where bigotry comes from. I do not know, but the best way to overcome bigotry is to understand each other.
And before the ceremony ends, a last tune honors John Riley and his battalion. And it almost feels like the spirits of the troops from both sides are back, not to fight, but to honor themselves. For Here and Now, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City.
And today is the formal day Mexicans commemorate St. Patrick's Battalion Day. If you didn't know why, now you do. By the way, we're bringing you the latest from Apple's new smartphone announcement today. That will continue later today on All Things Considered. You're listening to Here and Now.